USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Heather Mercer, founder of Global Hope, was kidnapped by the Taliban in 2001 before being rescued by U.S. Special Forces. Today, Ms. Mercer has friends in Afghanistan and tells Fox News the Taliban has blocked access for Americans to get to the Kabul airport.
Yes, the last 3 days we've been working very hard to get an Afghan family, a mother and her 6 kids, all U.S. citizens and green card holders, out of Afghanistan, and the situation is dire. 3 attempts, 72 hours, and they have been unable to breach the perimeter around the airport. And we've had U.S. People in the airport anticipating their arrival, and it is just impassable. So the situation is extreme, very dangerous. Yesterday, they were throwing tear gas, shooting bullets, and hitting people back with wooden batons.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration is advising vaccinated Americans to get a booster vaccine shot. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden is telling Americans to get a booster shot. At the White House, Biden explaining it's easier to get the third shot, saying folks will show up with their vaccination card and get a booster. As far as why now is the time to get your booster shot, Dr. Susanna Mills tells USA Radio News.
So the idea of this third shot is really to boost back up the immune system's response to the COVID virus as it starts to wane, which we believe happens about 8 months after completing your first vaccination series.
September 20th, the first day those booster shots will be offered.
The recommendation at this time does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who received the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The fall of Afghanistan has led to betrayal by the Biden administration. Afghan interpreter Sabir Nasseri on Fox News begs President Biden for help.
I fought for this country. I served 11 years for U.S. Marine Corps. But now I lost my fingers in the war. The Taliban, they cut my fingers off. They cut my bodies. All that. I got a lot of shrapnels. I worked for Navy SEALs, U.S. Marines in Afghanistan. But right now, the Taliban, they are hunting my family. Because this country, they made a documentary movie about me. I won the Hollywood Award, Emmy Award, a lot of awards I won. And my family, they're in a movie too, John Allen and other colonels and generals that they work with me. The Taliban, they just cut my cousin's neck off a couple days ago. They moved from Baghlan province to Kabul, and they are hunting my family and my brother family. They all living close to the airport. It become 1 week. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat good, and I didn't. I'm very worried about my family. I might lose my family. And I'm asking from Mr. Joe Biden that he broke his promise and he left my family and other American allies behind. What's your answer for humanity? For me, that I support and sacrifice for this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.